gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
And why not? Why not? What a spectacular job the Congress have done. What a bunch of stumble bums. What the WTF? All right. You know, only...
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Only three men can get us through this today. Michael Tomosky,
yep,
of the Daily Beast. Representative Alan Grayson.
Oh, yeah.
And sexy liberal Hal Sparks. All on the big show today. Worst speaker... ever? What the? This has just been an epic fail.
Yeah.
What can you say? We've already, what is it, Fitch? One of the, we're having like a Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Fitch. Down.
Threatening to downgrade.
Threatening
right.
to downgrade.
Right.
Is, yep.
Yes, because we are this close. We went through this ridiculous exercise yesterday. And then he didn't even have the votes for his own stupid plan.
And so now we're dependent on the Senate's plan, and the Senate isn't even sure that they get something done in order to get on the president's desk before midnight tonight.
Yeah, tick-tock.
Tomorrow night. Is it tonight or tomorrow night? I think it's
tonight.
What's
today?
Today's Wednesday.
Isn't it tonight? I can't believe
tonight.
We don't know that. We better
Google
that shizzle right now. Okay. I made the mistake of turning into Morning Joe. Just to see what was happening, what the latest is. Have you seen what's his name? This is what America has come to, the reality show guy. Sean Duffy.
Oh, yeah.
How did he get to be a congressman?
I don't know. It's at midnight tonight, by the way.
They are eight. This was like a tantrum yesterday. This was the last Tea Party tantrum. Let's hope it's the last spin on their back in the Walmart parking lot. He literally was saying, "What? Well, all we want, Mika, is Obama to be in Obamacare. Why isn't Obama on Obamacare?" I was like, "Really? You're going to blow up the world economy because he's the president?"
Yeah. And then he kept saying, "We're bringing in pizza."
And then he says, "Michelle, it's the first lady, you douche nozzle." "Well, is it Michelle? We think, look how far we've come. We were going to define it. Now look what we've..." It's like, what? You don't get to negotiate over the law of the land. It's like, oh.
You've already negotiated that law of the land.
He just kept saying the same thing. Did you see him, Sean Duffy? "Oh, but all we want is Obama to be on it." First of all, it's the president, you.
Why won't he negotiate? Why won't he negotiate?
We've come so far, and he won't even... That's all. All we want is fairness.
We just want
Obama to be on Obamacare. Why can't Michelle be on...
He's caved over and over and over again, giving him concession after concession. And
on Obamacare.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote a great piece about, we already conceded single payer.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
already negotiated in the beginning.
And the public option. We negotiated the public option, but we negotiated that out of it in order to get concessions.
We've tried.
Yes, and once again, these funding levels were sequester levels, which even they said were horrible. That was the original compromise. Oh, God, in case you've just tuned in. Time going desperately short.
And he spurned us.
House Republican efforts to avert a Treasury default and end a partial government shutdown near collapse last night in one of the country's top ratings firms warned of a possible downgrade in the nation's creditworthiness. Hours after announcing the House would hold an evening vote on a GOP-crafted measure, Republican leadership aides said a private check of support was not promising, and the measure... So they didn't even have the votes for the ridiculous partisan Tea Party thing that they were going to put forward.
Republicans just want to treat it like the family budget.
Right.
Republicans always crowing about America's status as the world's only superpower? If they allow us to go into default, we will no longer be the world's only superpower.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what was it? China yesterday saying, "Look, we ought to rethink, you know, America. We ought to rethink the dollar and, you know, America being
absolutely
an American-led world."
Yeah.
I mean, this is where we're at.
You know, it's not hyperbole to say that the Republicans are destroying America.
And
thanks, Obama.
Any parent recognizes what happened yesterday. It was a total tantrum. What's his name? The budget monster said it. We're not going to be left out. The Senate's shoving us to the side.
Isn't that wonderful, Eddie?
I won't go!
We have a serious plan.
So they did this ridiculous delaying thing that took a day that's going to end exactly the same way as everybody knew it was going to end. Anyway, yes, that could mark the end of what amounted to a day-long detour, I'm reading from the Associated Press, from the bipartisan negotiations that were going on in the Senate. Barbara Mikulski stood in the Capitol and said, we are 33 hours away from becoming a dead meat nation. Both, actually.
Dead
I misspoke correctly for a change. Not paying the bills to its own people and other creditors. In New York, the Fitch Rating Agency warned that it was reviewing the government's AAA credit rating for a possible downgrade. Nicely done. Nicely done, Tea Party. Thanks again. Thanks again for all your help on everything.
And I left my card key in the car and had to go back down to the basement and get it. Thanks, Republicans.
Thanks a lot. Oh.
I guess I can't blame them for that.
Saying
that
the political brinkmanship and reduced financial flexibility could increase the risk of a U.S. default. So,
great. Fantastic.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones fell 133 points. That was just, Oh, Heritage Action.
Oh, come on.
They're behind all this.
Announced they would oppose the measure because, quote, it will do absolutely nothing to help Americans who are negatively impacted by Obamacare.
What?
You lost. It's over.
And it was their idea in the first place.
Yeah, right. Right. It said it would include the vote in its
$5 plan. What's wrong with you?
Right. And it said, they said they would include the vote in its determination next year which candidates to support in the midst. Who to teabag in the.
You know what? Let them do that because nobody supports the Tea Party anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not even the let them side with the Tea Party and that'll get rid of Heritage Action Fund too.
Yeah.
Not even Meckle.
Excuse me?
Coast Guard.
Right.
Oh. Supports
Dick
no.
Army.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dick Army. Right.
Supports the Tea Party anymore.
Yeah. The White House had trashed it as an attempt to appease a small group of Tea Party Republicans who forced the government shutdown in the first place. I don't even understand. How does he not know? He doesn't even have the votes for his stupid Tea Party suck-up vote. Harry Reid said Boehner once again tried to preserve his role at the expense of the country. Then you heard this secret meeting at, what was it called, Tortilla Coast with Ted Cruz and the teabaggy Republicans?
Yeah.
I mean, you know they were plotting this. They're just, yeah.
God.
Yeah. Okay. John McCain, he said it's piling on. It's not right. The Democrats saying that, you know, this seems a little bit crazy.
We're being unfair to John Boehner.
Yeah, we're being, right?
Okay, Grampy.
All right, Grampy. Whatever.
Go watch Matlock.
Although he also said...
Matlock's not real.
Neither are my teeth, but I can still eat corn on the cob if someone cuts it off and smushes it into a fine paste. Now that's good eating.
He did also say we got ourselves in a ditch and we've got to stop digging. Yes!
Huh.
Yes! He sort of stumbles a little bit in and out of lucidity in my opinion. I got a hate letter that I think explains all of this yesterday.
Okay.
Could I have some hate letter music, please?
Did it have the C word in it?
No, it did have the N word, though.
Oh.
Which may be what this is all about at the base. He thinks he's being helpful. Mm. It's a Obamacare origin. Obamacare. See,
sure.
that's a clever play on
things.
Okay. Kenyan, not Hawaiian born liar in chief and pseudo Christian N word. For I see when the N word's in the first sentence, it's Barack Hussein Obama is very much like a disgruntled terrorist fired from a job, then taking it out on former fellow employees by suddenly returning back to the company and gunning them all down genocidally.
Oh, they're saying he went postal.
Genocidally, not in a friendly way. No. In a genocidally.
So who's this dumb fork?
His name is Yong.
Yong.
Simply because his cancer-filled mother did not get the insurance to cover the expense for her medical treatment, which probably would not have done any good anyway, the non-constitutionally qualified imposter, quote-unquote, president is on a satanic crusade to punish all Americans by forcing them out of their former stable health insurance policies and Medicare provisions and replacing them with death panel czars regulated, non-affordable, and non-workable Obamacare. Run-on sentence, please. All in a senseless, retaliatory, and mindless revenge for the supposed sake of his now thankfully deceased racist rebel mother, who did not have enough sense to marry someone of her own skin color, proving herself a wayward bitch.
Yeah, Heil Hitler to you too.
Proving herself a wayward bitch by causing her first dark-skinned husband to become a drunk and self-destruct in a car accident, then remarrying some Indonesian named Sotero, only to faithlessly divorce him, then deceptively attempting to artificially make her son Barack into an American citizen by loophole technicalities in Hawaii. And scene.
Every word in that run-on sentence was a lie. That's hard to do. You got to get in that.
Wow. Wow, wow. Okay, then. So, oh, did Rocky Mountain Mike send something to help us through this?
Yes.
Mystery Shutdown Theater 3000.
Fabulous. Sense that right-wing nut jobs, the worst in the world. And she'll have to sit and talk to them while Tim Ward watches porn. Now keep in mind, Steph can't control where the stupid begins or ends. Because she used those talking points on all her TV friends. For Mystery Shutdown Theater.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. All right.
I wish
Yikes.
I could unhear that thing that you just read.
Sorry.
And
I'm
unremember
sorry.
It.
I am sorry. 17 minutes after the hour. Right back.
Yeah, the cancer-filled mother thing. That,
God.
That yeah,
was,
that's
that
awful.
That was nice. That was lovely. Ugh. Lovely. Ugh. Okay, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-1-2.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. What? I'm prepared. I'm fine. 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Michael Tomosky coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy, a great writer. You can't write these pieces fast enough on what's going on up in this shizzle.
Yeah.
I love the House Republicans singing Amazing Grace as their latest plan dies. However, that's a funeral. It's a funeral dirge of sorts, I guess.
Amazing Grace?
Yeah, it's usually sung at funerals.
No.
Yes, yes. Everyone was saying that. Everyone was saying that Amazing Grace is often
it's
sung at funerals.
It's not a dirge, though.
It's not a dirge.
Not a dirge, but it's sung at funerals. So said Representative Jerry Connolly, among other people, that you did not mock. When reports surfaced that House Republicans sang Amazing Grace during a Tuesday morning meeting, Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat of Virginia, responded with a laugh. Isn't that usually sung at funerals? He joked with reporters. Turned out Connolly was more right than he realized right after the GOP conference sang the hymn all three verses. Oh, isn't that nice? According to one lawmaker, the meeting turned into a funeral for the latest proposal put forward by party leaders for raising the debt ceiling and blah, 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 blah. Boehner conceded to reporters afterward that negotiations are in flux. Oh, is that what he's calling it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're fluxed, all right.
Yeah, we're all fluxed.
Uh-huh. And one GOP aide said party leaders were struggling to lock in the votes for their plan, which obviously they did not end up having enough votes for. Yes, Nancy Pelosi had characterized Boehner's appearance as that of a speaker who did not have the votes for his own proposal. Wow. Still, I love this part. House Republicans were leaving the meeting were pleased with their singing abilities. Well, that's something.
Oh, good.
That's something. We're on the verge of worldwide financial collapse, but that's good.
But they're happy with their singing.
That
good.
Was good. Mm-hmm.
And they know all the words to the Horst Wessellied.
Right. Representative Michael Burgess, Republican of Texas, said later he was moved that he and his colleagues were able to sing all three verses without the words written out. Isn't that impressive?
Oh, my God.
Computer says no.
What?
They have a low bar for impressive.
Other than that, how do you enjoy the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
In the car driving off the cliff. Doesn't the upholstery look nice, though?
Yeah.
I just had it cleaned. What? Okay.
That's like the lowest bar ever for impressive.
By the way, Representative...
And Sirius XM.
Please tune into Channel 127.
Please.
On your way down.
Yes. Okay. Representative Connolly also said, I hope they understand the deviation, the derivations of those lyrics. It was written by a slave trader who came to be filled with remorse for his actions. His words say, I was blind, but now I see. He's remorseful for his past and takes responsibilities for those actions.
Unlike the Republicans.
And sees the saving light of grace, even for a wretch like himself. Thanks for playing Missing the Point entirely, Republicans. Thanks very much. Oh, when he was asked what he thinks Democrats will sing at their next caucus meeting, he sounded a note of optimism. Here comes the sun. One of my favorite songs. Because perhaps there will be a sun. Who knows? Who knows if the Senate can get this passed in time?
I don't think so.
Mm-mm. No?
No. Uh-uh. The Senate's not going to be able to pull it together in time to get it on the president's desk. Well, the House has to approve it before it goes to the president's desk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then is the noted asshat Ted Cruz going to stand up and try to filibuster again and delay this further in the Senate? Because that'd be great, wouldn't it? The president yesterday on
then he goes back
Boner.
And it turns out that he can't control his caucus. What we've seen on the amongst Senate Democrats and Republicans is a recognition that there are ways for us to do this that doesn't damage the economy.
Yeah, there were ways for us to do that wouldn't damage the economy, but this is already cost. Well, I can't remember now, the numbers escaping me. What is this has already cost us per day? But it's
315 million.
You're just
a Beyonce.
It's a Beyonce a day. Senator Harry Reid yesterday.
The House Republican leadership's plan that is now out and people have taken a look at it. It's a plan to advance an extreme piece of legislation, and it's nothing more than a blatant attack on bipartisanship.
Yeah.
And on the global economy.
Yeah. I mean, it was literally a temper tantrum because of being feeling like left out.
Right.
Because, the Senate's trying to do something reasonable and adult. No! They want their pudding pops before dinner.
And who wouldn't?
Right. Senator Harry Reid again.
The deadline is looming. Rating agencies are talking about downgrading us as early as tonight. Again.
Yeah. So, and this is exactly what happened last time with who was at Moody's, downgraded us. Nancy Pelosi yesterday.
But what you heard was a plan to default on the full faith and credit of the United States of America. That is by design. That is their intention.
Wow.
Make no mistake about that.
The president has said this from day one. Even Joe Scarborough this morning was saying that we know how this is going to end. Exactly how, whatever's going to happen is what was supposed to happen in the first place. The president said we're not negotiating on this. This is not going to be, you don't get to extract a ransom.
I mean, this is worse than Pearl Harbor.
Excuse me?
I mean, in terms of the consequences for the country.
Oh,
without all the people dying.
You
right.
Know, there's
right.
that.
But, no, but in terms of what...
You know. Get that, Newsbusters? Oh, I'm glad there was a pause there, so there's a clean edit.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity for everyone to play really bad analogies. I know what you mean,
Pearl
though,
Harbor,
just financially. Right.
We rallied after Pearl Harbor and saved the world. We're doing the opposite now.
I think enough people are rallying now.
Yeah, now? Now
if
warning?
If you really? Look at people's Facebook news feeds, I mean, people who aren't political in the very least are paying attention, saying, what the hell is going on in D.C.?
Yeah.
I think people are rallying now.
Yeah, but what are they doing about it?
You know what's really
what
good about that? It's a perfect time to relaunch the Sexy Liberal Tour, which will be a huge announcement on Friday, because just when we thought Republicans couldn't get worse than during the Republican primary,
they got
woo-hoo!
Worse.
Woohoo! Talked to Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland. Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks will be in an hour number three.
Yep.
Yeah. Who could have thought they would give us this much material? I mean, it's yikes.
But Chris, this thing will undoubtedly cause deaths. I mean, food safety and God knows what else.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right.
Not as dramatically and suddenly
right.
as Pearl
yeah.
Because I like to walk on the wild side. I brought chicken this morning. How about that? Huh?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
All right, one more, Nancy Pelosi.
We're disappointed that the House Republicans decided to sabotage or at least delay what was happening there, but are hopeful that everybody knows the time is of the essence.
That was Paul Ryan on his big wheel behind her. That sound. Going in circles.
Premium support. Look at my abs. No, my gun.
He doesn't have abs.
Michael Tomosky next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
He gives everyone nicknames. Don't even ask what he calls me.
Stephanie Miller.
It rhymes with bitch. Oh, wait, it is bitch.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 34 minutes after the hour. Everyone's feeling a little bitchy these days, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Who just tweeted? They're having breakfast with House Republicans?
Yeah, Robert Costa of National Review Online tweeted, "Good morning, had breakfast with House Republicans who said they're losing their faith in their leadership."
Now? Just now right. They're losing their faith in their leadership? Wow.
Wait a minute.
Now?
Maybe
now?
This
such
a warning? Great idea.
Wow. Yikes.
Crashing the global economy.
Yeah, it literally is when the car is like over the cliff.
Yeah.
With Thelma Lewis, you're like,
hey, maybe that was a bad idea.
I'm starting to think this is the wrong way.
Could we throw it in reverse?
All right. Here's a man to guide us through this. Michael Tomosky, who I probably cannot write fast enough. It's like Lucy in the Chocolate Factory. Good morning, Michael Tomosky.
Hey there.
Wow. Whatcha?
Now they're losing faith. But they're not losing faith because, he almost destroyed the world economy. They're losing faith because he backed down and failed to threaten to destroy the world economy.
That's true.
More strongly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael, what the? What happens?
Yesterday was the most unbelievable day I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Really. It was just incredible. So the Senate has this deal, not quite, signed, sealed, and delivered, but they were very close.
Well, but Chris and Jim are saying it doesn't look like we're going to have time, are we?
I don't know. I mean, the Senate can always, they have rules. They can always break the rule. I mean, change the rules or slip through it. So that, yes, they can expedite their procedure via unanimous consent. But unanimous consent is exactly what it sounds like. Every senator has to consent to agree to do away with the usual calendar and timetable and speed this vote along and have it in a matter of, hours rather than in a matter of a couple of days. So will Ted Cruz agree?
Or I was just going to say.
Will sit there and block this thing?
Yeah, I just was going to say. Yep. Yeah, I mean, and Michael, what? Okay, we were saying, what is it? Is the deadline midnight tonight, or is it when? It's midnight tonight, right?
Midnight tonight. Yeah. But there's still. Excuse me, I have this little cold.
Aww.
There's still a. But it didn't prevent me, Stephanie, from
wanting
to engage in colloquy with you.
Not traumatizing
Obama.
Your daughter the last time you were on that wanted to be on the choo-choo instead of having daddy talk to me. Nothing can keep us apart, Michael. Go ahead.
That's right. There's a few days worth of money in the bank, one understands, so that until about the 22nd or 23rd, the Treasury Department could still write some checks and pay some bills.
Yeah.
It's like the half gallon of gas that you've got in your tank. You don't have any money to go fill the gas tank, but you still got that half gallon. It's like that. And that could last till the 22nd or 23rd, but still.
And, here we are again.
Ridiculous and embarrassing.
Right. And here we are again. One of the country's three major credit rating agencies have threatened to downgrade, which, could very likely happen because we've already gone too close again. Right.
It's just stunning. It's just stunning. And the world, the way around the world, the stories you read, one in the Times this morning, others that I've read about people around the world watching this and watching this country that talks all the time about setting an example for the rest of the world in this and that way. And now does this.
Yeah.
It's just stunning.
Your piece you wrote, the Senate's hope for a ceasefire, you make some other good points. You say what the Senate's working on now is not exactly what I call a deal. It's a more a temporary cessation of hostilities. And I talked about this too, is here we go. It's like just a few weeks until we're going to have to go through this again, right?
That's what I've always found. That's what's really depressing about this,
right.
Is that that's our silver lining. That's our victory.
Right.
The Senate deal, which I guess is going to go through today. I don't know. Is there going to be a revolt in the House today? And even it's not going to go through. It's going to get all. So Boehner, after all that nonsense yesterday, he pulled his bill, as we know, last
night.
Right. So he's going to accept a vote on the Senate bill. Is it going to get 217 votes? I don't know. I mean, I guess it probably is. It's going to get virtually all 200 Democrats, so it only needs 17 Republicans. So I guess it's going to go through. But what if there's nuts revolt again?
Yeah, and you, as you say, I mean, how terrifying that Ted Cruz, one man, can totter the world economy, as you write. And it's, people are starting to openly use the words treason or coup. I mean, here he is with House Republicans at the tortilla coast. for restaurant having this secret meeting in the basement that obviously they hatched this plan to not, you know. And it just, it's at some point, I don't know, that's the problem, Michael, is I was watching, what's his name, Sean Duffy, the former reality star, was a congressman.
Yeah.
I mean, you're, you, last time, how old is your daughter? She's like 8 or something?
No, 3.
Three. But I remember when she really, really wanted to be on the choo-choo train when you and I were talking. And this is what it's like. This Sean Duffy's this morning. He's like, well, why can't the Obama should be on Obamacare? That's all we want. We just want fairness. It's like, it's negotiating with a 3-year-old.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
You know, this
No, it's much easier to negotiate with my daughter.
And by the way, Stephanie doesn't have children, so she has no idea the ages of children.
I'm like, what, 3, 8, high school? I don't, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's criminal. It's unbelievable. And Boehner's weakness is I wrote a piece today about that, but I tried my best, but it's kind of beyond my powers of description. It's he has been shocking.
Well, and as you said, I think that this is the problem with negotiating with political terrorists. As you said, the sequestration levels, Democrats agreed to them. Right? I mean, it's like, unfortunately, now this is the new normal, something that Republicans had previously said is awful and we should never let happen. Right?
Right, right. And you know, don't forget, Boehner apparently broke his word to Harry Reid. You know, Harry Reid said, Boehner said to Harry Reid, if you accept our funding levels, that is the sequestration funding levels, and pass a continuing resolution, and this was back in September, and pass a continuing resolution at those dollar amounts, I'll make sure it gets a vote in the House. And Reid did that.
Yep.
And what did Boehner do? No, he caved in to his extremists, which he's done you know, every day. And so this whole the shutdown, forget the default, but the shutdown should have been avoided if John Boehner had kept his word in the way these people are supposed to do, right? We always read that they're supposed to, you know, meet at 6 o'clock over a tumbler of bourbon and keep their word. Well,
yeah, well, exactly.
The days are over.
And that's what I said, Michael. This is why it's when you're negotiating with political terrorists, you can't count on them to keep their word. And by the way, you got me in a lot of trouble. I made up Breitbart and Newsbusters and Hannity because I was quoting you saying they're political suicide bombers at this point, which is your point. And of course, like the headline is Stephanie Miller says Republicans want to blow up your children.
More than one headline said that.
Yes.
Well, wear it with pride.
You're the boy in the back of the class that always gets me in trouble. But, you know, I mean, it's exactly. They don't understand that we're not talking literally, but politically, there is no other way to describe this. You know, whether it's hostage taking or whatever, to try to say that's an unfair analogy is because the point is when I'm watching these people, I'm going, do you not get how this country has always worked? This bill, this law passed 3.5 years ago. Like and they will not give up on that, right? I mean, and they've changed.
Yeah, I have Republicans try to say to me and conservatives, but reasonable human beings, you know, people I know, people I've known, try to say to me, oh, come on, what do you mean it's settled law? So what? We try to change settled laws all the time. That's what we do. I says, well, yes, we do, but we do it through elections. We do it by electing different majorities and different presidents, and then they change the laws. So I don't know. I think something has gotten in to conservatives' minds. You know, everything that these extremists do, they find a justification for.
Well, can you even explain to me, I was trying to even understand the underpinning of the reasoning of Congressman Duffy this morning, that he said, we just want Obama to be on Obamacare. I'm like, what? What? He's the president. Like, what?
He gets his insurance provided through his employer, which is the federal government. Obamacare is not designed for him.
Nobody is being forced to be on Obamacare. If you have your insurance through your work, like most people do, you're not, nothing's, like, do you even understand the underpinning of that argument?
Well, he's talking about the Vitter Amendment, but the Vitter Amendment is wrongheaded and stupid, and I guess it became this thing in the right-wing media that somehow members of Congress and their staffs were getting some kind of special break. under Obamacare, but it's good, as with most of the things, crap those people say, it was completely untrue. And so Vitter came up with his amendment that's going to make staffers on Capitol Hill and members of and senators and members of Congress, but you know, they make $174,000, so they can probably deal with it. But, you know, $28,000 a year staffers is going to take away that portion of their coverage that is paid for by their employer, the federal government.
Right.
So most of us, our employer pays roughly, the national average is 72% of our insurance premiums. So instead of paying 28% or whatever it is they pay, they're going to pay 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of this stupid propaganda lie that got spread around right-wing media.
Well, I mean, it really has gotten to this point about they just feel like they need... John Boehner actually said, I have to put points on the board. They have to actually just make it seem like they won something, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean...
Right. I mean, that was what was really ridiculous about this. I mean, this is a, by the way, it did, I was talking a minute ago there like it passed. It didn't pass and it's not going to pass. So apparently it's not going to happen. But yeah, that was what they landed on as their final position yesterday afternoon. Not because it had anything remotely to do with Obamacare, which it really doesn't. Not that it has anything to do with like the fate of the country, which it obviously doesn't, but just because they wanted to keep alive the idea, the dare I use this word, principle in their minds, that they could legitimately negotiate a default, negotiate over a default.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
They just wanted to do that. They wanted to get something so they could say, aha, Obama negotiated over a default. He gave us this little thing. And so, therefore, going into the future, we can negotiate over a default again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why, you know, we absolutely have to stand the line. It is just, you're right, it is stunning, even for people like you and I that have been marinating in this for years, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. This is really... really a low point.
Well,
really sad and sick.
I know. And speaking of sick, I love that you are here through sickness and through health. Here we are together, my future husband and I. All right, Michael, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Terrific.
All right. If there is a soon or a country that we can talk about, presumably. All right.
China's going to invade, just like Red Dawn.
Right. And Patrick Swayze's gone. Thanks, Republicans.
And so, well, see, Thomas Howell is still here. He could save us.
I don't know.
Not a good state of affairs.
Oh, God.
No offense. He doesn't even have a full name. He's just C. Okay, 47 minutes after the...
Told ya.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number up the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Representative Alan Grayson, former future president, congressman who was rocked the house at Real Time with Omar.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago, we were there live in the audience. Rick Overton and I.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Awesome. All right. Oh, someone, speaking of funny, someone sent me a weekend at Boner's. Two teabaggers holding up a boner. Just dragging them around. Taking them water skiing.
Ow.
Sunglasses.
Ow.
What's that noise?
And there's a cartoon of him talking to the president, and he said it's pronounced Boehner, or not Boner. And the president says, you're still a...
a D word.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Let's go to Dave in Minneapolis. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Mama. This is why, you know, we don't give children who are too young the responsibility of driving a car if they can't handle it. We've got the exact same kind of behavior. They have all this power, and they don't either recognize it or they don't care that the fact that they have it. And this is a harm it can do. So the other thing,
we're a country that doesn't give, machine guns to kids. Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Well, I guess we can see that rational thinking, I'm going to call it that, following through on all levels. But the other thing is that our president is showing intellect. He's showing judgment. He's showing care. He's being very judicious in how he uses his words and how he approaches things. He also speaks the truth. And what are you getting on the other side? A group of people singing Amazing Grace. Now,
I mean, honestly, Dave, I think at this point he's clearly not protecting his health care law. He's protecting this country. He's protecting the presidency, not his presidency, but the way our government runs. I mean,
he's protecting democracy. He is protecting the democratic process. But all that aside, can I give you a bit of good news?
Yes, please.
I'm getting married.
What?
Congratulations.
Can I be the flower girl?
You stole my thunder. I was just going to ask you. May 10th, I've talked with Greg about this, and he says, yes, he would love to see you as flower girl. So May 10th, then he has to be there.
Aw, yay. Greg is your significant father, correct?
Yeah, he is my significant father, yes.
But he will still be your husband. You can call him your husband.
I can. In the
awesome.
State of Minnesota, I can call him my husband.
Awesome.
And we'll get to file a joint return on our taxes. I mean, what's more romantic than that, really?
Well, assuming we still have a United States government with which to file your taxes. But good luck to you.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Goodbye, honey.
That's awesome.
That is the awesome. It is the ing awesome. Louise in Wisconsin. Hey, Louise. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm wondering why Boehner is Speaker of the House when he represents a minority party, the Tea Party. Seems to me there's more Democrats there than Tea Party people.
I know. Louise, somebody said that some Republicans said, when the Tea Party took office, it's like, I'm sorry, they're the fourth branch of government now? Really?
Yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah. All right. Here's the other good news. By the way, we found the audio of someone yelling, "You're an idiot," at Sarah Palin when she was, at the Million Vets March, trying to get her photo op in.
Our vets! Our
You're an idiot!
Spectacular. Okay. Let's go to David in Chicago. Hi, David.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm confused, and I know that nobody can explain the mind of a wingnut, but I didn't hear the quote you said that John Boehner said that he needs to put some points on the board.
Yes. He said that a couple of days ago.
I did specifically see him stand up and say, this is not some damn game.
Mm.
So if it's not a game, why does he need to score points?
There you go. You are the smartest boy in class, David. Thank you for that. Huh. It's almost like he has some sort
of... Wheel of right-wing hypocrites!
Okay. That's actually kind of like shooting fish in a barrel.
Kind of.
Finding Republican being hypocritical. Here's the boner.
We're talking with our members on both sides of the aisle to try to find a way to move forward today.
Yeah, but you didn't. Because you were held hostage. Someone had your...
So did you see the little, the treasonous little Tortilla Coast group with Ted Cruz and all the teabaggy Republicans? Kevin McCarthy, whip? What is he? Some Republican leader. He saw them there by accident. He's like, wait, what are you guys doing? Get out of here!
Just eating chips and salsa, dude!
I mean, they're having a rebellion within their own party. Like, the leadership's going, what's going on here?
What?
We're just here eating the guacamole.
What?
Just eating some food.
What are you doing?
Having an enchilada.
Smoking some dope, eating some food.
Learning about Cuba, eating some food.
What you doing, Whip? God. This party, it's not even a party anymore.
No.
This is just some sort of... They're just a hot mess.
You know what, though? Their civil war is ruining the country, though. And
yeah, it is.
It's... stunning.
Oh, my God. I wonder if it was just like deer in the headlights when they, huh? What? Oh, hi, Mr. McCarthy. How are you?
They shrunk in their chairs, trying not to be seen.
They're hiding behind the palms. Hi. They all turned to Eddie Haskell. How are you? How's the leadership doing? Our best boner. Tell like Eric Cantor, nice shoes. Nice loafers.
Oh, thanks. They're Prada.
He does look like he wears Prada slippers.
Yeah.
All the time. Okay. 58, except in Montauk, because they would get too sandy. 58 minutes after the hour. Back with Alan Grayson and more on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Sexy Liberal Hal Sparks in hour number three for Hump Days with Hal Sparks. Speaking of sexy liberals, everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fresh from Rockin' the House.
And now it's time for Congressman Alan Grayson and your chance to face the Grayson.
Fresh from Rockin' the House at Real Time with Bill Maher. Good morning, Congressman.
Thanks. You know, I'm feeling a particular kind of satisfaction this morning.
Why is that?
Because I am an essential government personnel.
That is true.
Congratulations.
I need that external validation. I haven't been sent home yet.
Yeah, if only we could send some folks home. What, dear God, Congressman, help us with what this is. I think I've never seen the likes of this in our history. Have you?
No, it's essentially a psychotic break on the part of the Republican Party.
What, I mean, what happened yesterday? This looked like, from the outside, just a tantrum. I mean, they know.
All day long, all day long, this is the way it was. I confirmed this with a Republican member. So this is definitely true. It's not just the fact that I'm a Democrat. All day long, to every office here in Congress, in the House, it was, wait, we're going to vote, wait, we're right on the edge of it, right? We're ready, we're almost ready, we're okay, all right, now, and then at 8 p.m., go home.
Wow.
Yikes.
All day long like that. We're almost there. Okay, go home.
What?
Wow. It sounds like Boehner's leadership is completely non-existent.
No, I mean, listen, he's flailing around trying to figure out how he can remain the president's golf partner. That's his only motivation at this point.
Yeah. I mean, and meanwhile, as you say, I mean, the clock is ticking. We have one credit agency that is obviously threatening to downgrade us already. Is there going to be time to get this done?
I doubt it. Yeah. I really doubt it. You know, everything else they've tried to put together has failed. And when I say they, I mean the Republican so-called leadership. I don't even know why we call them leadership.
Yeah.
The people who have those positions that we've chosen them for, they're not leaders, so they don't get to be called leadership. The people who are nominally in charge here, the people who portray themselves as being the leaders, they nothing that they've done has worked, and they've dragged America into very heavy traffic.
Here was John Boehner yesterday. This was this press conference. When was this, midday?
There have been no decisions about what exactly we will do. But we're going to continue to work with our members on both sides of the aisle.
Right.
To try to make sure that there's no issue of default and to get our government reopened.
Oh, my God.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and meanwhile, what was even the point of that press conference? They didn't announce anything, as you say. And so at the end of the day, he does not even have the votes for his own latest disastrous plan, right?
I was hoping that some little 8-year-old blonde boy would walk up to him and say, why are you wearing no clothes?
Yeah. Now, you've obviously tried a few times. You introduced a resolution, right, stating the shutdown harms the dignity of the House, which I kind of love that we theoretically the House is supposed to have some dignity. But, what else can you do at this point?
Well, what we all can do is to put up a clean continuing resolution and a clean debt bill. I mean, my bill, which I love, by the way, I'll admit, it's pride of parentage, okay? I'll admit that, all right? It's my baby. My bill, the Anti-Self-Destruction Act, would fund the government for 12 months and eliminate the debt ceiling for 15 months. And that's what we need. That's what we need. We have invited people to come to our website, the aptly named endthelunacy.com website. Mm-hmm. And we've asked people to sign up to show their support for my bill. We need to get away from this, the careening from one tragedy to the next from one artificial deadline to the next and get on with life.
Yeah, Congressman, that is so to the point, because I've been saying this too. Like, what do they think they're going to get in a few weeks if this thing passes, where now it's just a few weeks they've kept, you know, the government open and the debt ceiling? They keep seeming to think they're going to get some different result, right?
Well, the pathetic part of this is that neither side is trying to move beyond this. Both sides are trying to just push the deadline just a little bit down the block. In the case of the House bill, that the last House offer was 10 weeks. 10 weeks, that's all. Not a month's worth of government, but 10 weeks' worth of government. And with strings attached, so you know what the strings were. They want to basically make absolutely certain that sick people can't see a doctor. That's what their strings always are in one form or another. And the Senate bill, which was created by the Democrats, unfortunately, the Senate bill said no strings, but we only have the government for 10 weeks. 10 weeks, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you know, how can you do that? That's so unfair. We are creating these crises and then suffering from them, when in fact what people reasonably expect us to do is to figure out how to put them back to work, how to get them better benefits, how to protect their safety, the environment, how to provide them with affordable health care. These are what are our normal jobs, and instead all of that is thrown out the window. And the people who are most disappointed in some respects are the people who support immigration reform. Oh, yeah, that's right, immigration reform. You remember that?
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard that term?
Exactly.
And that was supposed to be our major accomplishment in the 113th Congress, figuring out how to deal in a fair and dignified way with 11 million people who live in the shadows.
Or crash the world economy.
Yeah,
kind of the same.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying I saw Congressman Duffy on the former reality star. Who on TV
it's
this morning?
Perfectly fitting for this job.
Yes.
He lives in former reality.
Right. There was more reality in his former job, but I don't even understand what he kept saying. All we really want is just Obama to be on Obamacare. We think that's fair. That's all we're. What is he? Seriously, he's going to crash the world economy over some sort of 8-year-old tantrum?
The president has exactly the same health coverage as every other federal employee. Last time I looked, his paycheck comes from the U.S. Treasury. I have exactly the same health coverage as every other federal employee.
Right. As does
they've made up this lie, and they've pushed it and pushed it and pushed it, and now they can't back off of it, which is somehow the president has, I don't know, magical nanotechnology health that means that he'll live till the year 5,000, and he'll be president for 12 terms. They make up this crap, and then they get convinced by it. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
They live in a world of their own creation, which has nothing to do with common reality.
Yeah, and you're right, you can't call them anything other than just one lie after another. John Boehner went on TV, when was it, last weekend, and said, I don't have the votes to pass a clean, you know, CR. So then there's this rule change in the middle of the night, right, so that only Eric Cantor can put a bill on the floor. Obviously, if what John Boehner said were true, why would he be scared of them putting a bill
on the floor? One of several, actually. You referred to the fact that I offered a privileged resolution under Rule 9 to have a test vote on whether we should keep the government closed or not, and they completely ignored the wording of the rule. The rule says we're entitled to a vote when the dignity of the House has been called into question. And it obviously it's happened. You saw what I quoted. Right. Cockroaches are now more literally cockroaches are more popular now than Congress. Dog poop is more popular than Congress. Witches are more popular than Congress. And by the way, we got several complaints from witches that I had mentioned. I wish I were joking, but I'm not.
Oh, really?
There's several people who contacted the office and said, I'm a witch. I don't like you messing with me that way.
Oh, God.
also cited the New York cover of the New York Daily News, House of Turds.
Right, which, by the way, they wouldn't let me display on the floor of the House because they thought that displaying it offended the dignity of the House. Never mind the fact that it's the fourth most widely circulated newspaper in the country and that was what the picture that people saw all through New York that day if they happened to be passing by any newsstand. That somehow did not offend the dignity of the House, but my showing it to people on C-SPAN would have offended the dignity of the House, according to them.
Right, exactly. The fact that people are calling you the House of Turds, right. There was an interesting piece op-ed in the LA Times today, Congressman a health care history lesson for the GOP. Democrats have already compromised by abandoning the goal of a single-payer system. It's the Republicans' turn to play fair. Well, that, of course, that will never happen. But this is what you've been saying over and over. The system that makes sense is Medicare for all. So this is all, I mean, the irony, this is the Heritage Foundation's health care plan, and they're the ones trying to shut the government down over it. We've just come full circle in this parallel universe, haven't we?
It's even worse than that. The president proposed a $1.2 trillion budget, which was shit-canned.
Oh,
the minute, am I allowed to say that on the air?
No, you're not allowed to say that. No,
okay,
not.
It was poop-canned. Right. The minute that it hit Congress, and instead the Republicans insisted on a $967 billion budget, 20% less than the president's numbers. The Democrats, surprisingly to me, actually said, okay, we can live with that. And then they said, well, we're not going to take our own numbers unless we got Obamacare.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So they've completely ignored the president's budget, cut the numbers by 20% across the board, and that's still not enough to keep the government open.
Well, so what happens to this is midnight tonight, right? That we technically hit the debt ceiling.
Yeah.
So what take us through today? I know it's anyone's guess at this point, including yours, but what happens?
Well, nobody knows. I mean, I pointed out to Chairman Bernanke, the head of the Federal Reserve, that $2 trillion of the U.S. debt that is part of this debt ceiling that we're approaching today, $2 trillion of that is money that the Treasury owes to the Federal Reserve. So one federal agency owes it to another federal agency. And I pointed out to him that if he canceled that debt, then we'd have another $2 trillion under the debt ceiling. I sent a letter to him about that last week. I have received no reply. If he did that, then we would have no problem with the debt ceiling for the remainder of the Obama administration.
Mm-hmm.
Another way of dealing with this would be for the president to say, I used to be, he could say, a constitutional law professor. So the president could say, I have a nodding familiarity with both the 14th Amendment, which says that the debt of the United States shall not be questioned, and the Fifth Amendment, which says that you cannot take property without just compensation, both of which would be violated by ignoring the debt ceiling, by breaching the debt ceiling, and then not paying bondholders.
Right.
So the president could act to solve this problem, and of course there'd be the usual braying from the Republicans and the threatening for impeachment and all that, but the Constitution says what it says. And
I agree.
It's plain English, you know. They managed to divine all these hidden meanings in the Constitution, like, for instance, the right to own nuclear weapons, that simply aren't there. And in contrast, when we're talking about plain English, somehow they can ignore that. And then, you know, beyond that, if neither of those two things happens, and I wish one or the other would, because I think everybody's really sick of this, if neither of those two things happens, then we will not have enough money to pay our bills. And not only that, but the U.S. economy immediately takes a 4 or 5% hit off of GNP.
When?
Immediately, overnight, even if we do pay our debt, if the bond market remains totally quiescent, nothing bad happens, overnight, the GNP in the United States drops 4 or 5% because there's that much borrowing and spending going on overnight.
Congressman Grayson, so this right as we speak, the Senate is working on something. Will that get to the House today and then presumably the House will, you know, vote. Who knows what happens? But then, I mean, you're saying the president would have to use the 14th Amendment by midnight tonight, right?
Yes, but, I mean, the point is nobody knows. There could be another cruise missile attack in the Senate. Ted Cruz can decide to filibuster again.
Oh, my God.
This time for real. So nobody really knows. And this is so pathetic. It's so pathetic.
Yeah.
How can we even claim to be the strongest, greatest nation on earth, the most powerful nation that the world has ever seen, when we have a deadline that the people have known about literally for months, if not years?
Yeah.
And we wait until the last minute this way.
Yeah.
My 8-year-old twins would do a better job of running the government.
I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking so much of my dad last night, who, you know, I just cannot imagine what, I mean, and we know what Bob Dole thinks of this, you know, he's still alive, and this was his plan.
It's Bob Dole's idea. What are you doing?
That's what I mean. I just can't imagine.
Wait a minute. Bob Dole's still alive?
Yes. Stop it, Ellen Grayson. But anyway, it really is just, you know, we joke, but it's just such a sad time for our country, I think.
And it's clear who's dragged us into this. We never had these problems when the Democrats were in charge.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we never had these problems. You know, time after time now, Boehner's had to abort some kind of bill because he didn't have the votes. We actually had the vote on the farm bill, and he didn't have the votes, and it got voted down right in front of us. When did you ever see Pelosi screwing up this way?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. Exactly.
And she had a very contentious group of Democrats to deal with.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the good news is you rocked the House at Real Time with Bill Maher, and that's it.
Thank you. But listen, Boehner has to go. Boehner has to go.
Yeah, exactly. Former, future, present, always a pleasure. Talk to you soon if we still have a soon or a country.
Yes, or if not, I'll talk to you. How does that work with two cups and a string? That's our future policy.
We'll get walkie-talkies.
After the great crash.
All right. Oh, terrific. All right. Thank you, honey. There he goes.
Aww.
Congressman Ellen Grayson of the great state of Florida. All right. 21 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Speaking of bringing sexy back, sexy liberal Hal Sparks, Hump Days with Hal, next hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. I'm guessing because the government's shut down, the FCC's not working, that Alan Grayson thought he could say canned on my show.
Deep Six would have been an option.
Right.
Well, you don't hear that on the radio, but if you subscribe to the Stephcast, only $4.95 a month, if you buy a year in advance, you will hear it in all its glory.
You will hear Alan Grayson's S-bomb that he quickly and cleverly changed to poop canned. Okay. 1-800.
That just erased it.
Steph-12, the phone number. Tom in Columbus, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Tommy.
Yeah, and we heard it on the Ustream feed, too.
Yeah,
it goes over the Ustream feed, too. Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, I promise not to say it. I just wanted to add to what Representative Grayson said. The sequester levels that we are frozen at right now, and we would have, assuming that we actually get a continuing resolution, those are within $20 billion of the Ryan budget. And, you know, we saw that as just a terrible thing, but through their obstructionism, the GOP is forcing that to be the new base for future negotiations. So we really, man, their obstructionism is working, sadly.
Yeah, well, I mean, right. It just becomes a new normal, doesn't there, every week, Tom? They're all on record as saying these sequester cuts are horrible and indiscriminate. We should never let this happen. And now that's the new normal, right?
Yeah, and here we are.
Yeah.
It's really frightening. I think we're all kind of, you know, like on pins and needles waiting to see what happens today, whether they can actually pull something through that prevents us from, you know, truly, losing our financial standing in the world. You know, when you hear the threats from China, and who knows what OPEC's thinking. Maybe they want to, you know, reindex to a different, standard than the dollar. We don't know. But everybody's looking at us and saying, what are you fools up to, man?
Right. It's stunning that we are doing this to ourselves. I mean, the world is saying, why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? I was telling Congressman Grayson about this piece in the L.A. Times, and we've said this over and over again, and speaking of Bill Maher, he pointed this out when Alan Grayson was just on about, you know, you look at these numbers, and they go, oh, the American people don't want Obamacare. A huge chunk of those numbers are people that want single payer, think it doesn't go far enough.
Right.
And this is what the piece points out. A significant contingent of Democratic voters has always supported a single payer health care system, in which the government, not private insurance companies, cover health care costs for all Americans. Think Medicare for All, mm-hmm. which Alan Grayson had that bill on the floor as well. This would have been a fundamental transition from our current system in which most people receive health care insurance through their employers, which causes big problems for those who lose their jobs or don't qualify for employer-sponsored health care. It's also the approach taken by most other modern democracies in the world, including Canada, much of Western Europe, which have both lower mortality rates and lower costs. So that was already a significant compromise, and the fact that we didn't even get a public option in that. And here we are. Unbelievable. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You just checked out
Stephanie Miller's
ass. What? No, I don't. Barney, I was. Dude, that's awesome.
34 minutes after the hour. Well, I break from the boobs in Congress to talk about other boob-related news.
Yeah, a group called Simple Pickup Gang is offering to donate $20 to breast cancer research for each woman who agrees to let them motorboat her.
I'll double that.
Of course you will. That is both
so
sexist and possum.
Okay, Sanjay.
How do you feel about that, Stephanie? Which side do you fall on?
Lost the will
which
to live.
Are you on,
Sanjay
boys?
In
which
Chicago. Hello, Sanjay.
Hey, I think that there's the people behind this whole engineered down of the government are positioning themselves to purchase a bunch of our economy very, very cheap. Just like the housing market crash, and you know, banks were getting properties at 10 cents on the dollar. And these investment groups, I think that people that have their money overseas and these large corporations that can withstand to take a hit in their U.S. business will be able to come back in if things crumble and buy up huge portions of our economy for a fraction of the cost.
Hmm. Wow. Well, you know, at this point, it seems like anything's possible. The boner yesterday. Let's see what happens today. This is the boner yesterday.
I have made clear for months and months. But the idea of default is wrong.
Yeah.
We shouldn't get anywhere close to it.
Right, right. Thank God that didn't happen. That would have been awful if we'd gotten anywhere close to it.
God.
What?
What?
Okay.
Well, that's what it said. I'm drunk.
I know we joke about that. He has got to be just faced. 24/7.
Well, after this, he's losing his job.
Yes. Yes.
At least as Speaker, if not as member of Congress.
Yeah. Don't want me anymore. I have to go back to the tavern.
Yeah, now he's going to have something to cry about. Yeah. Now he's going to be back working at the tavern. Okay, Representative Charlie Dent, Republican, Pennsylvania.
And now the issue is, you know, will the House pass a bill today? Or will the Senate simply pass what is being coined as Reed McConnell and send it over to the House? That's really the issue.
Well, all we're left now is what's being coined as Reed McConnell.
I'm reading this LA Times op-ed, and it really is amazing the degree to which we've already compromised. As we talked about, I mean, when you go back and remember this whole debate and how, and as we've settled a majority of people want health care because they don't like it because it doesn't go far enough.
Yeah.
It's not because, the fact that this keeps getting called a government takeover, that's the problem. It's not. They pointing out in this piece, even though a public option, we didn't get that.
No.
Obviously, single payer we gave up at the get-go. Even though a public option was included in both the House and Senate versions of the health care reform, politics prevailed. Yet another huge concession was made. Instead of single payer or even a public option for those who chose it, Democrats went along with the compromise of accepting Romneycare. Essentially, the plan builds on the existing system of insurers and insurance plans and was explicitly designed to mimic previous Republican plans in order to assure passage in Congress. Notably, it includes the individual mandate, which 19 Republicans first proposed in 1993, as you might remember, an alternative to Hillary Care, which was the worst thing to ever happen.
They won't take yes for an answer.
Right. Today, Republicans attack the individual mandate as unconstitutional.
Oh, my God.
Because the constitutional professor, who also happens to be black, thought of it, apparently. Despite all of these compromises and concessions, House Republicans still forced a government shutdown, having coerced the Democrats into adopting a Republican health insurance reform plan. They then accused the administration of refusing to compromise. What kind of shell game?
We have a little bit of breaking news.
Yeah.
According to the AP,
yes.
Republican senator has told the AP a bipartisan deal is in hand to reopen the government and avoid default.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like the Senate has put something together, but the House needs to approve it.
Right.
You should start calling them the outhouse.
They're always so cooperative in every way. Okay. And by the way, Senator John McCain is all over the place because he has said from day one, we lost, elections matter, we're digging a ditch, we got to stop. But then it was like yesterday, it was like, oh, no, now you're being too mean, y'all. What? Here he is yesterday.
Let's stop the condemnation. Let's
consider
right.
the House, the Republican House proposal as a serious proposal,
right.
as a way to end this gridlock, and then
plan.
Let's sit down together and get this thing done.
It's premium support. It's serious. It's a voucher for $2. Okay, we can pretend the House proposal's serious, but it's not. Ugh. Dear God. Senator Kelly Ayotte, Republican of New Hampshire.
By dismissing Odd Hand, he's obviously saying again that he doesn't want to negotiate, and I don't think that's a reasonable position.
I don't care for her. She makes me wrinkle my nose.
Don't say that about Lindsey Graham's beard. I mean, friend, a senatorial friend.
What are you suggesting about both Senators Graham and Ayotte?
Nothing at all. Listen, it's shutdown fatigue. I don't know what I'm saying.
You just blurt things out.
Right.
They could be true. They
right.
might not be. Who can say?
Right. Representative Andy Harris, Republican, Maryland.
Oh, my gosh. We've lit up Obamacare for the whole nation. Look, the rollout was atrocious. This is a fundamentally flawed plan. And we have made it crystal clear to the American public that we stand with them on Obamacare.
What?
Uh-huh.
No,
really?
You don't.
No, the American public does not want the government shut down over defunding
what
Obamacare.
What drugs are they on? How can people just stand there in front of a microphone and a camera and lie like that?
When they've seen the same polls
right.
we all have. Isn't it the latest approval ratings 5% or something?
Yes.
I keep seeing that thing online about, 14%, whatever, 5%. We built that.
We
built that approval rating.
So if they're 5% approval rating, they're within the margin of error.
Right. Right. Right.
They could be in negative numbers.
Yes. That's what we have speculated this before. I think fetuses, I think poltergeists could also hate Republicans.
Sprites.
Right.
Nymphs.
Right.
Keebler right. elves.
I think
trolls.
Ghosts. Right. That's what I'm saying. People recently departed still hate them.
Yes.
People that have not yet been born hate them already.
The entire Lollipop Guild.
There are doctors conducting sonograms right now that cannot tell yet whether it's a girl or a boy, but they can tell that they hate Republicans, whatever the fetus is. Just saying, we've been through this mathematically before.
We have, with African-Americans in approval of the Republicans.
Of George Bush.
George Bush.
Right, of George Bush.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They were in negative numbers, uh-huh. potentially.
Uh-huh. Okay. We mentioned this last hour I love this. Yesterday morning, they had a meeting that began with the song Amazing Grace. And sang, they knew all the verses, and they were very proud of their singing.
At least they can accomplish something.
One of them actually said that to a reporter. The singing was really good, and I thought it was really impressive that we knew all the verses. Excuse me.
Missing the point entirely.
The car's...
Off.
We were saying, the car is going off the cliff. I'm like, hey, look at this. Look! I got.
I freshly armor-alled my dashboard.
Yeah.
What
right.
do you think
that.
Of that?
Doesn't this look nice?
For the next 3 seconds of your life, it's going to be
look at that.
Really nice to look at.
Look at that.
Oh, look at the ground coming up.
I just installed SiriusXM.
And it's turned on Progress 127.
Right.
Or Progress Plus if you're listening to us later on in the day.
Thank you.
or if it's on right. Deep Tracks, you're listening to Don't Fear the Reaper, which seems appropriate as you're...
Right.
Diving.
Yeah. Right.
Into Snake Canyon.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. All right. We need some levity. Rocky Mountain Mike?
Well, since the right-wing nut jobs, the worst in the world, you'll have to sit and talk to them while Tim Ward watches porn.
Yeah.
Do not.
Now keep in mind they can't control where the stupid begins or ends. Because she used those talking points on all her TV friends. For Mystery Shutdown Theater 3000.
Yay! Yay! Well, you knew this was coming. Oh, and we haven't even gotten to the 14th Amendment yet. Texas Lieutenant Governor calls for Obama's impeachment. This is before he may have to use the 14th Amendment to keep the world open. Tea Party event, of course, Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst called for President Obama to be impeached.
Based on what?
He said the president should be impeached.
Based on what?
Get into it. For overreach on issues like
immigration. That's not an impeachable offense.
That's not even a crime.
on issues like immigration and health care.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Help me.
As
how
well
do these people get jobs?
As his behavior in the aftermath of the attack on
Benghazi.
Oh,
God.
Okay.
Wow.
His spokesperson said, yes.
Okay. Impeachment trials happen in the Senate, which is, you know, headed up by the Democrats. So the talk of impeachment is kind of even moot at this point.
Right.
Let alone that those aren't crimes.
Yeah. Right. Okay, wait, there's more. His spokesman said he feels very strongly about the tragedy in Benghazi. And has said that Congress should consider impeaching the president over the tragedy. David Dewhurst also believes that President Obama should be held accountable for Washington's failure to secure the border.
Huh?
Oh, then he'll have to go back and impeach George Bush because there's more borders, more secure, and there's more deportation under Obama. That's not important now. And the gross overreach of the federal government under Obamacare.
What? Overreach is not a crime.
Which the Supreme Court upheld is... Okay.
A, it's not overreach. B,
it was
overreach
passed
is not
by
a crime.
Both houses but, of Congress and was declared.
Recently, U.S. Representative Blake Farenthold, who is the John Candy character in Splash, said in a town hall that he believed the U.S. House had the votes to impeach the president.
No.
Mm-hmm. Dewar said, this was his actual, he said, the lack of protecting those four Americans in the consulate in Benghazi, that is a sin. Oh, so the president should be impeached and then immediately go to hell, apparently.
People who decided to cut funding for embassy security ought to be held responsible for that. Those were Republicans,
as I recall.
And then
he said, we know, we've seen reported that there was live video streaming into the situation.
Come on.
Oh, God! Oh, no!
You've seen reported where? Wow, that is just a complete lie. This guy
just because World Net Daily reports something doesn't mean it's true.
We've seen. Oh, skeeter.
Hey, I'll just want free stuff.
History turns the
massive
page.
Voter fraud,
but you know,
acorn,
I know,
Benghazi,
we all know a skeeter.
They all get free hip-hop iPhones.
Obama derangement syndrome reaches all segments of society.
It's going to be 25 cents
rich
more.
Rich and poor, young and old. Anyone can be a skeeter.
He watched live video of Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey didn't do anything to stop it.
Sufferers of Obama derangement syndrome
Canyon.
Only have to remember three words.
Socialist.
Skeeter.
Skeeter. It gets better.
For those unable to distinguish between fantasy and reality,
it gets better. Can I get back on the Yahoo comments now?
Please do your part by giving at your local Skeeter kiosk.
Monkey is not a racist term.
Help Skeeter.
War against coal.
Help Bubba.
Obama has a Marxist dog.
Help Karl Rove.
Elections have a liberal bias.
A delusional mind is a terrible thing to waste.
My friend Gabe just posted, there will be no impeachment hearings. If the shutdown is the bottle of pills the GOP just swallowed, starting impeachment proceedings will be the vodka they wash it down
with.
47 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEPH-1-2.
Stephanie Miller.
Already. 52 minutes after the hour, Hump Days with Hal Sparks coming up top of the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2. Well, this is kind of warm and nostalgic. This piece in the LA Times. Tea Party wants to take America back to the 18th century. Very good points in this. Joseph Ellis writes, when matters become extremely dire and disheartening as they have in the blatantly dysfunctional Congress, historians are usually the designated dispensers of perspective. As bad as things are, we like to say, they've been worse and the nation somehow survived. But for the life of me, I cannot recall an occasion when a minority of elected representatives with such an absurdly partisan agenda was capable of stopping the government of the United States in its tracks. To be sure, stoppages have happened before, but not with the looming debt ceiling decision, which has threatened to throw the American economy back into recession. And the, hey, breadlines might be back.
Great.
Send the global financial markets into freefall and permanently damage America's fiscal reputation. Such mindless political and economic devastation is unprecedented. Thank you. As Paul Krugman said in Peggy Noon, this has never happened before. Cartoon canaries in the head.
Wow.
Okay. The seminal convictions of the Tea Partiers defy any modern conceptions of government power. How far back in history do they want to take us? My initial impression, they wanted to repeal the 20th century. Now I believe these radicals want to go back even further in time. Their ultimate destination, I believe, is the 1780s and our dysfunctional government under the Articles of the Confederation. Their core convictions are pre-Great Society, pre-New Deal, pre-Freud, pre-Darwin, and pre-Constitution. This is nostalgia on steroids. And an utter absurdity defying more than 200 years of American history. But this, I believe, is where radical Republicans are really coming from. The historical pattern is perfectly clear. They're going to lose again because they're running against the main currents of history. Dysfunction this deep strikes me as a new low in American history. That is not what the founders had in mind. Very, very good stuff. Now you have people like Sarah Palin telling us about history. Oh, first of all, I got to hear this rally the other day. Here is Sarah Palin.
Now we're dead.
Yeah.
You're an idiot!
Oh, heavens, yep.
Our deaths are deady.
The story of America.
Uh-huh.
By the time the pilgrims came over on the Mayflower Thanks. And invented moving and storage,
Thank you,
everyone
Sarah.
Knew that America would be special. But then the king exfoliated tyranny, and everyone's tea was taxied, and Sam Adams saw an opportunity to sell beer right. and told Paul Revere and the Raiders to tell everyone the British were coming. But right. Jiminy Crockett and David Bowie fought bravely and defended the Alamo against Hertz and Avis. Now our freedoms are threatened by the tyranny of people who think they're better than you just because they can spell correctly and don't use all caps. They're everywhere and hold little regard for those of us rugged individuals who aren't fettered by barbed wire fences or the full length of their terms. America is truly a land of opportunity, and with your help, we can make sure our children have the same rights to obesity, rabid ignorance, semi-automatic rifles, and mediocre reality TV that we have. God bless everyone.
Right. All right. You can find that on Rocky Mountain Mike's new CD, Politically Incoherent, with the vocal stylings of Jim Ward.
That's available right now at Amazon.com or on iTunes.
Fabulous. Thank you, Sarah Palin, for that. That take on history. Okay, and scene. All right, the president again talking about Boehner's wildly uncontrollable caucus.
Then he goes back, and it turns out that he can't control his caucus. What we've seen on the amongst Senate Democrats and Republicans is a recognition that there are ways for us to do this that doesn't damage the economy.
All right, so we shall keep you updated. Apparently, the latest news that we were just reported, the Senate has
put together
right
something.
Has it not been? It has not been cruise missiled yet.
No,
okay.
Hasn't been cruise missiled.
Okay.
I think it still needs to be approved by the Senate.
Ted cruise missiled,
right.
Of course.
Uh-huh. I think it needs to be approved by the Senate. Then it needs to go to the House. The House needs to
right
vote on it.
Right.
And then
God.
It needs
Boehner's
to go to the president's desk.
Right. Boehner's got them all in line over there. Okay. Oh, I have...
We're going to lose our status as a superpower at midnight tonight.
Yeah. Hello. Enjoy, everybody.
Yeah.
Enjoy your last day as a superpower.
Yeah. China's taking over.
Okay.
And that's not hyperbole.
You know what? George Carlin, who was right about everything, he said that.
Yep.
I bet
China's
on China.
China's going to take it all.
China's going to take it. He said that years
yep.
ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. I have an Isn't Ironic file for you,
oh.
Jim. Glenn Greenwald to lead The Guardian. And he said because this news leaked before we were prepared
yes,
to announce
I know.
It.
I read that. That was funny.
Isn't it ironic?
Okay, that's funny.
I'm not yet able to provide any details of this momentous new venture, but it will be unveiled very shortly. Damn leakers. Somebody leaked and now, oh.
Sheesh.
All right. We don't know what the new venture is. Hey, oh, by the way, I love the Julie Brown, Sarah Palin thing we played. Remember the thing at the end? She goes, oh, I think I winged a homo.
Yep.
This will be upsetting news to her. There are more gays than have been previously counted.
What?
Huh?
the gay population may be underestimated, according to a new study. I've often thought that, because I think, I mean, is everybody gay? Yes, pretty much. Except for Jim.
Everybody gay!
Well, there's Marcus Bachman. And...
Far more people are lesbian, gay, or bisexual than say so on typical surveys, according to a new study. The study found that even when filling out private anonymous survey, most people do not truthfully reveal their sexuality. I will give you more fascinating details on this, and you know, Armageddon and
whatever.
You know, the increasing likelihood that this will be our last hours as a superpower.
Fantastic.
All right, enjoy. Smoke if you got them, everybody. Hal Sparks coming up next for Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, happy last day of the superpower. This hour brought to you as by GoToMeeting with HD Faces, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with your team online. Now you can even present from your iPad. Try it free for 30 days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and the promo code Stephanie. Oh, in honor of ex-San Diego Mayor Bob Filner pleading guilty yesterday, this hour also brought to you by...
Another long day in San Diego City Government. As a clerk, you've worked hard for the taxpayers. Now comes Filner time.
Yeah, come here, baby.
It's time to be grown.
So, you like older men?
Filner stands near, way, way too near, if you've got a skirt.
I care to sit on my city council.
He's got the leers.
Come to Papa.
Filner Beer.
Yeah.
Filner Brewing Company, San Diego, California.
I sense something. Steffi.
Oh,
what's that? God. Heavy breathing I hear. Why? Could it be? Yeah. Hump Days with Hal Sparks.
Yes! Yes!
Sporting his NASA t-shirt. Good morning, sir.
Hi. Yeah. During these times, I think it's good to remind people of federal programs that are the awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone's like, it saw Gravity this week. It's awesome. Yeah, all that technology in that entire movie is based on, you know, the pinnacle of human technology. Welcome to NASA.
So, Velcro.
See the
government
plot
program. Totally. Velcro, thanks to NASA.
Carabiners.
The plot line of Gravity would have changed right in the middle of it.
Absolutely.
Sorry, we're shut down. There's
we're
no money.
Shut,
sorry,
yeah, right.
We're
that's,
leaving you up there.
Instead of space debris created by other countries that
Saturday Night Live did that this weekend.
Yeah, right. They,
Gravity. They married Gravity with the government shutdown.
Yeah, there you go. The Gravity is about a moment where there isn't any.
Yeah, see.
So
House Sparks,
hi.
What do you? Huh? How about these House Republicans? What? It's happening.
Often you ask what it would take for people to start realizing kind of in mass that this is a terrible plan. And the last one seems to be too soft for that thought recognition to actually occur. You know what I mean?
Like, his caucus is too soft.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Huh? I love how we're worried about, Boehner's Nianzi, saving face, the Chinese phrase for saving. I'm using that. I'm getting the language ready for when
saving orange face.
Taking over.
Yeah.
But the idea is that literally we are hearing all this stuff about how we have to allow Boehner to present something to his caucus so he doesn't lose his job, or we have to give something to the Republicans so they can save face and move on. I'm like, maybe the Chinese form of government has already taken over, because I didn't realize we operated on saving face and Guanxi in the American political system.
On them having
to
get something. Like, we need to get something. We don't even know what it is, but we
how about a functioning, running government that's not intrusive in people's lives? The ironic part that Republicans always run on, get the federal government out of my life. Well, yeah, you know, one of the ways it does that is by humming in the background, doing its job so it doesn't interfere with your business, your life in any way. Unless, of course, you make, you know, toxic Pepsi Coke or whatever, the stuff that the Koch brothers are dumping all over the shores of the Calumet River outside of Chicago and all over
Michigan. Well, I think one thing has actually happened. You remember the president said this fever is going to break? I think if you're looking at the polls, the Tea Party fever has broken. I think people have been, you know, that primal scream, no government, and then when they find out what it means, they're not for it. They're like, oh, you mean you're taking my Medicare and my Social Security? They're not. They don't want that kind of small government.
Sure, well, yeah, they always they don't realize what they're missing until you know. Right. I don't want to not to quote Cinderella, the band,
Excuse me? The cartoon.
Oh, wow. Don't know what you got until it's gone. And a lot of people have that moment with especially federal programs because they don't realize
that was Joni Mitchell.
The other thing is, you want to fix this, you want to fix the, you want to balance the budget, and you care about our fiscal house in order and all that kind of ridiculousness. Here's a good idea: get all the taker states to start either producing the revenue, you know, equal to what they take, or to cut their budgets to the point where, you know, tighten their budgets. All the red states.
Right.
Take all these federal funds. They're the reason we're going in debt. This country does not go into debt because of California, New York, Washington State.
It's the red states.
Yeah, it's all the red states. Mm-hmm. All the red
states. Chris Christie made that point about how much, New Jersey puts in.
They're red for a reason. If they worried about Chinese debt, you're a red state. Maybe that's where the red comes from, the Chinese flag, if you want to go there.
I think there's an element in this country that wants China to take over and let, because all these uppity
people
wanting.
Tired of running things?
Yeah, well, you know, people have these uppity people want a living wage and health care and things like that.
Oh, certainly.
Right.
Look at the...
clean air.
Yeah, remember how marvelous Mitt Romney thought that the Chinese factory? This is marvelous.
Yeah.
This is marvelous. This worked for like 3 cents.
Keeps everybody in. It's terrific.
And the nets keep people from committing suicide.
Yeah, what a marvelous plan.
Nine to 100 hours a day.
Yeah. That system in Michigan where they put that in place that Rachel talked about for a good deal of time, where they're doing city planners to look over and say, okay, this city's no longer viable. Let's move everybody out. We're going to bulldoze the whole town. That's based on what China does with a fair regularity.
Right.
If there's a town that's outlived its usefulness, they will bulldoze it.
Mm. Right.
And move everybody out and go, here's your, sorry about your house, here's an apartment, go live there.
Right.
And we'll assign you a job. And that's pretty much what the Republicans are shooting for in that state.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Harry Reid yesterday.
The House Republican leadership's plan that is now out and people have taken a look at it. It's a plan to advance an extreme piece of legislation. And it's nothing more than a blatant attack on bipartisanship.
I was saying it was a tantrum. I mean, I don't think your baby's tantrum age yet, but it was literally like, they're leaving. They're leaving us out. The Senate's leaving. I mean, the adults are trying to, and this was them just spinning for another day on their back, wasn't it? Just trying to delay things and go pay attention.
Yesterday, Boehner was talking about fairness, and we're trying to do this for the fairness of the American people. First of all, when did the Paul Ayn Rand wing of the party, of that party, start caring about fairness at all? As a matter of fact, fairness is a bad word. Fairness out of things like affirmative action and marriage equality and the ability for women to have a living, a equal wage for equal work. They don't seem concerned with fairness until what fairness to them means is 20% of their party in one house of government is allowed to hijack the entire economy to push an agenda that they lost in the election.
Yeah, yeah. But so what's your guess what's going to happen today and if we have time? It's midnight tonight, right?
Yeah, I think they're going to push this through. I think we will either get a real Gussie startup at the tail end, because you've got 200 Democrats who will sign on to this. The Senate bill is not going to have any poison pills in it. It's going to come to the floor, and then they need are essentially 17 Republicans in this process. They've got 40 that really will do this that are either in purple districts or aren't crazy or both. And that's why they're in purple districts.
But Cantor needs to bring it to a vote.
He has to bring it to the floor.
And I don't think he will.
Yeah, well, you're right.
I don't think he will.
If he doesn't.
And so I think we're going to default at midnight tonight.
See,
and
I
at midnight, John Boehner will turn into a pumpkin and no one will notice the difference.
I think that's going to be the news. If he doesn't bring it to the floor for a vote, it'll be all on Eric Cantor.
He's not going to. He's not going to. He's beholden to the Tea Party base.
So you're saying the great pumpkin will not come?
I don't think it will. But I could be wrong. I hope I am.
Yeah.
The speaker can direct it to the floor.
And are we going to get downgraded anyway?
It can be. Cantor can bring it to the floor, but also the speaker can bring it to the floor because he's representative of his party. He's actually his senior.
I wonder if there's something that Obama can do,
14th Amendment.
You could print a $1 trillion coin and have it carried across the street. I mean, that's silly, but that's what it is. Is that the only thing?
Well, what's this 14th Amendment thing I keep hearing?
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You guarantee the debts by just simply paying them. You mint money to do it, which is how the Fed does it anyways. It's how it loans out to banks. That's how most of the houses break.
Will that affect inflation or anything? More money you print, higher inflation
not
goes.
Not more than a default would. That's the problem. I mean, you've got a rock and a hard place source of economic policy here. The reality is, understand this, that we have shut down, these guys have shut down the government
originally over
Obamacare, but now over 8% of our debt, which, by the way, is simply, I think, whatever, 112% of GDP effective, which is to say, what if your house cost 12% more than your yearly wage, what you've got going through your coffers?
Right.
Let's even reach out to the edges of it.
You'd eventually be living in a van down by the river.
Well, you wouldn't. No, I'm saying just the opposite. If your house costs $150,000 a year and you make $75,000 a year, you will not start panicking about how much debt you have. You go, okay, I can pay this off over 12 years and I don't have to crimp my lifestyle or stop feeding my kids to pay this off. I make enough. If I totally had to, I could pay my entire house off in 4 years by just eating peanut butter sandwiches and getting it done with. That's a household budget. That's not even with the strength of an enormous economy, which we do have. We're a petrodollar country. We're going to lose that status.
You're tottering on your Bob Goldthwait impression.
I don't know what's the matter with you. Thank you very much. How sad is it that I'm the sanest person in the room? Do I have to go down there?
Talk about default in your Ruth Gordon voice.
I ain't got a default.
We can roll the debt over, can't we?
Roll the bills today.
All right. 17 minutes. I gotta do that to people.
17 minutes after the hour. Back with more Hump Days with Hal on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller is a babe, by the way. I must point this out.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Everything is out of control.
21 minutes after the hour. Hump Days with sexy little house parks.
I'm safety dancing.
You are.
You have to be on the stream to know it, but I'm safety dancing.
He is safety dancing, and also...
This is a safety dance.
Ruth Gordon,
I don't know why.
Not do a
Ruth,
dangerous dance.
Ruth Gordon explaining why we can just roll the dead over.
You can't roll the dead over in the clover. Roll the in the clover. Thank you a lot.
I just watched Rosemary's Baby this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just drink it. It's good for you. I made it myself.
Wait a minute.
Yay,
John,
it's got
Walker.
Dan and Ruth in it. Yeah, right. It's got Dan and Ruth.
John Cassavetes took one of my gloves.
All right. And you can see all that adorableness live. There'll be a big sexy liberal announcement Friday.
Yeah, that's
by
what
the
you
way,
said last week. And
I know.
I tweeted
a little
about
glitch.
It, and everybody's mad.
A glitch.
I'm not saying
Friday,
anything.
The big announcement.
Look, the rollout of any big program has
some
glitches.
There's some glitches.
And... It all could right. be a big program.
Yes. Hmm. This just in, Business Insider.
There will be no single payer, unfortunately.
Boehner to let the Senate debt ceiling deal come to the floor. House Speaker John Boehner has agreed to take up the Senate's plan to raise the nation's borrowing limit and reopen the government. National Review's Robert Costa reports Boehner will allow the bill to pass with mostly Democratic votes.
Yep. And nice. Because when the Koch brothers and... all of Wall Street are going, what the hell are you doing? They start going, do you guys hear something outside? I can't hear it over the mariachi band in this Mexican restaurant we are hiding in the basement of.
I mean, this is so, like, we were saying, oh, who could have seen that coming? Everybody. I mean,
yeah.
This is exactly how everyone knew this would end.
And here's the thing.
Including John McCain and every other, you know, Republican.
Just so people are clear, in this whole, we didn't want the shutdown from the Republican storyline or the president did this shutdown. The night before the shutdown, the congressional rules are that anytime a Senate bill has passed, any member of Congress can bring it to the floor for a vote, can present it to the speaker to get it brought to the floor for a vote. The night before the shutdown, they changed the rules so that only Eric Cantor could bring bills that pass the Senate to the floor to guarantee that the clean CR and the raising of the debt ceiling, which everybody, which had bipartisan support in the Senate and bipartisan support in the House, there were plenty of votes to get it passed, would not go to the floor to embarrass the nutwing caucus.
Somebody asked a reporter yesterday, said, couldn't you just done this two weeks ago? Couldn't you just done this 2 weeks ago? Couldn't you? And it's like, no, he's had to put on this Tea Party skit for 2 weeks, basically.
Yeah. Wow. Right. Cost the country a potential downgrade in our credit rating and cost us millions of dollars.
It still
of dollars.
Might cost us a potential. Because
why would you? Why would you?
Why would you do a business with the U.S. if we keep doing this crap?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Dan in Atlanta, you're on with Hal. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm actually calling you from the hospital. I've been here since Monday. I may be here through the end of next week. And, you know, I have a staph infection and some other things going on. It's a little scary and whatnot. But, you know, I'm sitting here. And first of all, I just want to let you all know that, being here with the ACA really kicking in, that the really big Uncle Sam guy with the huge head,
really not so bad
once you get to know him.
He's gentle. He's got a gentle touch.
Yes.
He can be gentle. You know, you got to distract him a little bit. Sports, and movies.
Movies. He likes movies. Okay.
Good movie. Some great movie quotes like we do here on the show. Laughing and distracts him from the speculum. You know what I mean?
Right, there you go. And he's a little more gentle with his finger in the medical offices than he is in those old recruitment posters.
Right.
Even though I'm a guy, not so gentle. Okay? If you know what I mean.
The human body can get used to anything. Enjoy.
Bingo over there.
Just breathe deep.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you know you want Uncle Sam back. You know you want it.
Thank you, Doc. You ever serve time?
But you need all this, Doc. No, but I've heard of being a patriot, and I certainly am. But this is ridiculous.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
but in all seriousness, I want to say, you know, I'm 44 years old, and I have these problems. You know, I'm diabetic, and I have a bunch of conditions and whatnot. And you know, and everyone here has been really good to me so far. And I'm sitting here and reflecting on it, and I can't help but think to myself, you know what? Under certain other circumstances, I wouldn't be here right now.
Right.
I couldn't be here right now.
Right. Exactly. And they could later on, if you needed insurance, all this stuff that you're going through right now, even if you healed from it, could be used against you to deny you coverage in the future.
Right.
Right. Right. And I have insurance. You know, I'm employed. You know, I work for people, and I have insurance. But even though, you know, even without, people forget that when the law was first enacted, that, you know, the whole idea of pre-existing conditions and being rejected from it, people forget that was put in place too.
Right.
You know, and here I am, and because of that law, I'm able to be here now and get the care that I need. So I first want to say, you know, and I'm not a happy clappy liberal like Steffi, but I support the president.
Right.
I want to say thank God for the ACA.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends posted on my Facebook today, you know, there's another Tea Party guy who's running for Congress. And they pointed out that, you know, that he's been quoted as saying, he's like, I don't think the government should be involved in running health care, which, of course, we know at this point is not exactly true. But the fact is, right now, the guy literally has 10 children, 10, and they're all on Medicaid.
My God.
Right? Yeah. But this guy knows, if he gets elected, all his kids are going to be covered forever.
Yeah.
And he's hoping that that you, me, and everyone out there doesn't know that.
Well, and also, do you ever see the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia? It's a documentary about this the White family.
No.
It makes Duck Dynasty look like a royal family documentary, like a royal wedding documentary. And they are OxyContin snorting during pregnancy, shooting each other in the face family from West Virginia, and they're I guess the patriarch of that family had them all declared mentally challenged. Mm-hmm. The term back then was actually retarded, so that their parents or whatever, so that they could receive Social Security benefits forever. And so they continued to do this, and they basically live off of it. And so every time people go, these black people are living off of their taken, and they just make this country weaker, I'm like, go watch The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia and understand that these people are milking the system like no one you've ever seen. Yep. And they're not only named white.
Dan, thanks for calling. I hope your staph infection clears up. And your staph infection never, ever clears up.
I'll check in with you. I'll let you know how things are going.
All right. Thank you.
We'll get a look at your chart next
week. There's no cure for your staph infection.
Nope.
Okay. You called into the show, though. I would switch your charts.
According to a source, the Senate deal has been reached. The Dow is up 174 points on that news. So we will keep you apprised. 29 minutes after the hour, Hump Days with Hal Sparks on the Stephanie Miller Show.
As funny as it is touching, Gene Shalit, I stood up and cheered. Go,
Stephanie Miller.
Go, Joel Siegel.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Jim, who said, as the Republicans go from Abraham Lincoln to Teddy Roosevelt to Ted Cruz, it's no wonder they don't believe in evolution?
Charles Darwin.
No, it's a good guess, though. No, Andy Borowitz. That's funny. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hump Days with Hal Sparks continues apace. As you were having a little frenzy during the commercial break about, because you know financial stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
I wrote the foreword to Christine Roman's book on it.
I was going to say the smart one.
Well, partly because as an actor with actor credit, I have gone through my phases of have and have not, and learned the hard way, you know, how to, like, you know, money comes in and then it goes right back out, and what the cost is going to be, and paying
and
taxes.
And lean times as opposed to, you know, good times.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you go through it all.
Yeah, and the thing that always bugs me is this ridiculous notion that, and I even heard it on one of the local drive time guys here about the California budget. It's like, this country has to budget like a family, you know, families have to sit down and balance their budget. But that doesn't include paying off your house by next Wednesday, or we're not going to feed the kids. That's bananas.
Right.
And the other thing is, you don't spend 60% of the money that comes in on grandma and guns, because that's really what our budget is like. If you look at it, it's defense and Social Security, you know, and entitlement programs. And the entitlement programs are to make sure that people aren't dying sooner. So instead of putting grandma in a home, we keep her in the house. And you can make all sorts of ridiculous tales out to this analogy. But the Republicans run the budget. If you're going to say, okay, we got to run our budget like it's a house, and like we got to get our things in order, and we're the dad, and we're going to sit everybody around the table, and this is how we're going to do it. So mom's idea of balancing the budget is make sure the kids are fed and educated, and that the roof isn't leaking. And dad, the Republican Party's idea of balancing the budget for the house is we need a giant satellite dish on the roof to keep track of Iranians, 6 gold-plated guns that dad can shoot out the window anytime he doesn't like the look of one of the neighbors, and we're going to stockpile ammunition and canned food.
Thank you, Uncle Hal, for that analogy. Stan in St. Louis.
Look at their budget priorities.
That's right. Stan in St. Louis. You're
and
with
starve
Hal.
Grandma to pay for the guns.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, go
ahead. I had a question for you. The Bush tax cuts were going to sunset and expire, there was a lot of negotiation back and forth, and the Republicans kept saying that we need stability. The markets need stability.
Right.
Consumers need stability. How come that stability idea all went out the window with the shutdown and the default?
I agree with you, but do you want me to tell you why? They think this?
Well, I know
they
why, think, but it's...
Yeah, they think that long-term they're saving the country from Obamacare, that's a stabilizing act, that sometimes you have to triage somebody, you know, and that's what they're saying. They basically have to cut the country's chest open because its heart's
to prevent
failing.
People from having to feel the true
but
horror of getting
pay
affordable health care.
Yeah, they can just go to an emergency room.
Right.
it's like,
they're saying that the Boehner spokesman, Boehner has made no on CNN, they're saying Boehner has not made any decision yet. Bob, who was it? Business Insider was reporting that he is going to put he's going to put the bill on the floor. But the Boehner spokesman saying he's made no decision yet. I think they're still sobering him up.
Well, that's not
burning. Water on him.
It's water. I'm melting.
Pulling him off the heating grate at Barfi's Bar and Grill.
Oh, I've done that before.
I haven't made a decision yet.
If John Boehner was a pilot,
put on another pot of coffee.
Over the intercom, you would hear,
this is your captain speaking. We're starting our descent. I'm not sure quite where. We may be over water. If you look out the right side of your plane, you'll see fire. I'm not sure what's causing that. But I may or may not land before we run out of fuel. I'm trying to make up my mind whether I want to even attempt to land before we run out of fuel. I mean, it might be a lot more fun. Is there
anybody sober that knows how to land a plane?
I think I might just do a barrel roll for fun.
One of the flight attendants in the back has been watching a lot of YouTube, and he seems to think that the plane will continue to fly without fuel.
The food safety inspector has been laid off. Did anyone have the fish?
Yeah. Hold on. We're going to circle a little while longer and just see.
Where's Cliff Robertson when you need him?
I think that engine fire is going to put itself out. We just keep circling.
It's just going to burn out.
There's a lot of wind out there. I don't know why it's still on fire. I don't understand.
I think I'm just going to dive straight down and try to put the fire out.
You know, this thing is kind of shaped like a submarine. Maybe if we went underwater, it would still work. The wings look like they're going to fall off anyways. Oh, there's Ted Cruz on the wing. He's unscrewing the wings.
Robert in Florida, welcome aboard.
Hello, Robert. Without them.
I don't want a plane. I don't want to be on that plane. I want off.
Give me a parachute.
Yeah, you're with the majority in that area.
Okay. Go ahead.
I got an idea. How is it that the state of Texas, with this Mingoon guy that they got for a Senator Cruz, how is it that the Republicans in that state don't have a vote of no confidence and have a re-election campaign to get him out of there? Not even the Democrats. I bet you right now he's probably polling at less than 40% with Republicans in that state.
Why not
get him out of there? And if the governor of that state don't want to do that, then get him out too. Enough of these people. They're nuts.
Well, the interesting thing is Houston Chronicle just pulled its endorsement of him.
Yeah.
They had originally endorsed him. They just pulled that, today or yesterday. It took them long enough.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the meeting in the Tex-Mex restaurant in the basement that convinced him that he wasn't really into governing in the open.
March of Kayla.
I would like to float an idea just kind of in general that if you have ever floated the idea of secession, you don't get to run for public office.
Right.
That in and of itself makes you suspect. That's like saying, I think we should hand over the reins of this country to Mexico or China, and then going, no, give them to me. Then I'll hand them over to Mexico or China. That's ridiculous.
I was making the analogy yesterday. This is like Trading Places, and Ted Cruz will be Eddie Murphy at the end. The Koch brothers are the Dukes.
The Dukes.
Right, and they will be strangling him on the Senate floor.
It was the Dukes. It wasn't me.
And then, because that's what happens. They were like, turn those machines back on! That's my money!
Right. Well, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But your brother is having a heart attack over here.
Him!
Oh, he's a guy who looks like Ralph Bellamy. Oh, it is Ralph Bellamy.
Carl in Nashville, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Hal. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Hal. Hello, Steph. Well, listen, guys, I am extremely ecstatic at our president. I'm glad that he has stood his ground. You can't do this. I mean, he stood on real principle.
Right. Yeah.
Not only for him, but for other presidents down the line.
Exactly.
We can't have Republican or Democratic or an independent president in the White House being held hostage by any party in the House of Representatives or the Senate.
Yep. Carl,
I
just said that off the top of the show. He's not defending just his health care law. He's defending the presidency.
Our system of government. The presidency of the United States has had a hand right here, not let alone our full faith and credit and our standing in the world. You can't do this because you were pretty much render the presidency illegitimate. You were powerless to stand up to these people and say, you know what? No, you can't do this. I love the analogy you used the other day of the dog taking a dump and putting his nose in and saying, bad dog. That's what the Democrats are doing to the Republicans right now. Man, you all have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah,
the fascinating thing is that when the Republicans have the presidency, they try to make him the imperial one-stop shop for all decision-making in the country.
Right.
But when a Democrat is in the office, they try to undermine the value of the administrative branch or the executive branch entirely. They literally want to take the administration out of the equation. And by this minorish coup, this 30 of these guys.
I was watching this Sean Duffy, the former reality star, now congressman, Republican. Where is he from? Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. And he's just, first of all, it's just there is a basic level of disrespect for the office now that, that Obama's in it. You're right. He kept going, Obama, how come Obama and Michelle are not? It's like, it's the first lady and it's the president, you
right,
douche.
Right.
It's like, come Obama's not on Obamacare? It's not good enough for Michelle.
Honestly, I think they think that government offices and corporate offices run like Twitter or YouTube comments because there's a total lack of, like, I wonder if they show up at Thanksgiving dinner with their 98-year-old grandmother in their Jimmy Buffett T-shirt and their like raggedy underwear and just go, "What? We're just eating. What's the point? It's just look. We can look. This is the way I eat when I'm at Burger King in the middle of the night after a bender. It's food being consumed. What's the difference? The difference is this a level of dignity you try to hold your country at, and you try to build on the importance and value of that.
Yeah. What? Yeah. So I farted at the dinner table. Yeah, what? Right. It's natural. Whatever. What?
Yeah.
Look, I'm on the couch. I'm just making room.
I should be able to do it in church. What's the difference?
I mean, yeah, we had Congressman Grayson on this morning, and, you know, he tried to do this dignity of the House resolution. I'm like, dignity of the House? Wasn't that gone when Joe Wilson yelled, you lie at the president during the State of the Union?
Yeah, you want
Wasn't that gone? I mean, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. This is the the essence of it is they want it when they have it, they want it taken away when they don't, and this is which means it's simply an imperialistic power struggle. The interesting thing is, if you wanted to damage this country, if you were a spy for another country, and you literally wanted to make sure that America wasn't a military superpower anymore, there are acts you would take to do that very thing. There are also financial equivalents that you can do to do that very same thing. If we were attacked militarily and we lost our superpower status, or we were undermined financially.
Yeah, no, this is treason. It's a coup. We were saying they should have frog marched them out of the tortilla coast.
It is a financial coup. They lost the election, and they decided to take it over by extreme measures.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's the exact same thing. It's a bloodless coup, unless you're somebody who needs medical attention in certain areas, or the flu outbreak happens while
although there were Bloody Marys, I think, served at Tortilla Coast.
Because they were
during the treason.
They were drunk. And I think they were margaritas. I'm fairly certain. Yeah.
Right.
Although I don't know. I'll take your word for it in the alcohol.
Or maybe
arena.
Bloody Marias.
Maria? Is there such
tequila.
A thing?
Yeah, and tequila instead of vodka.
Oh. Uh-huh. A Bloody Maria. That sounds awful. Sounds like a sad character in a musical.
Bloody Maria! Why are you dying in the street?
What's the thing? Tomato juice and Jell-O. It's a blood clot. Is what they
that's an aspect.
Ooh.
Something. Okay, 40. Well, you know what? Sorry, we have shutdown fatigue.
We do. 45
really. Minutes after
a
the hour.
A blood clot?
That's gross, right?
An aspic doesn't sound like fun either.
No.
No, ew. Ew. Right back with the remaining moments of Hump Days with Hal.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Who said Newt Gingrich, Todd Akin, Mark Sanford, Liz Cheney are hucksters, shysters, and people ripping off the Republican Party for their own self-aggrandizements, for their own egos, to make money? Who said that?
Richard Nixon.
No, Ann Coulter.
Oh, wow.
Let's take a moment to enjoy the rich irony about that.
Wow. Look, just because I led you down this road doesn't mean I wanted you to keep going down this road. I don't understand.
You listen to me?
What?
Why would you do that?
When I said waving at you and I was saying, come over here, look at this, I didn't want you to come over here and look at this.
How would you misinterpret that?
14 books saying, come here, do this, doesn't mean you're not supposed to listen to me.
You did it?
What? It's me you're talking about. I was being my. You know, we're gonna find out that Ann Coulter is just a performance piece of
right?
work.
Right. Right. No, like, and she was on Hannity, and you could tell he expected her to do the opposite. He's like, "What now? What? What's?" I mean, this is the party that they're imploding between the Tea Party and the establishment.
Yes,
right?
I, for one, am with
and this is going to hasten it.
Yes, I'm with the majority in that. I am sick and tired of partisan Washington politics within the Republican Party.
Right. Yes, me too. Get it together over there.
Yes, no one can negotiate or agree. They simply can't get together in committee and work things out in the Republican Party. Like... The Democrats, that's not the problem. And one of the reasons why, by the way, that the Republicans feel comfortable shutting down the government and using this as a hostage-taking tool,
right,
and they don't worry about its future effect on presidents, is because they know the Democrats aren't evil enough to do it. They'll do these kind of Tip O'Neill kind of like, not till 6 o'clock kind of things, but there's never any real danger of it, and they always have the votes to reopen it, and they're never going to actually, they're mostly symbolic. The only times they just let this stuff drag on where it actually does damage is Republicans.
Yeah. I love
and after doing this,
I love this story. Anderson Cooper decides GOP strategist is high after.
Yeah, Alex Castellanos.
Right. CNN contributor Alex Castellanos. Anderson Cooper said he must be high after he tried to explain Senator Ted Cruz's push to shut down the government by saying he's having bunny sex.
Bunny sex.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? What does that mean?
Wait.
Is that a,
please
is,
elaborate.
I don't get all the hot Instagram online lingo, kid. What the kids? Is that a Miley Cyrus phrase?
You are all over Instagram.
I know, but in a very respectful way.
Okay, not in a hot bunny sex way.
I don't have twerking videos on there. I show pictures of my 3D printer and me in an airplane. It's yawn. I probably should for my own brand.
You'd get more followers.
Absolutely.
Speaking of hot sex,
the wrong kind.
Hot sex.
Yes.
Gay adjacent Hal Sparks. Yep. I was talking about this study. I thought it really is interesting. A new study suggests far more people are lesbian, gay, or bisexual than say so on typical surveys. I've often thought the number is higher than what they sort of estimate. The study found that even when filling out a private anonymous survey, some people do not truthfully reveal their sexuality. At the same time, researchers found some people who believe employers should be able to discriminate against hiring gay or lesbian or bisexual people, or who dislike the idea of having a gay manager, also shy from revealing those attitudes on surveys. And I think this is all part of the same. A lot of people aren't truthful about their sexuality because they're afraid of
Are you saying
bigotry.
To me, Stephanie Miller, are you trying to tell me that in a society that has historically, for at least a dozen years, been hostile to the idea that gay and lesbian, transgender, bisexual people be able to serve openly in the military, earn a living wage, adopt children, all that stuff.
Married
in a society
love.
Like that,
right.
that there might be some people who are untruthful about the fact that they are gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender. What in the world?
Barbarians need to be disciplined.
Pull the other one.
Listen to these fun facts. 11% of people... said they did not consider themselves heterosexual, but using the veiled method, the estimated numbers hit 19%. 17% answered that they had a same-sex sexual experience. Using the veiled method, it's up to 27%.
Mm-hmm.
16% said they wouldn't be happy to have a boss who wasn't straight, but the veiled method found a much higher number, 27%. So, I just saying.
That's because they want to be the boss. I wouldn't want to have a gay boss unless it was me.
If only the gays understood sex like Bob Filner. Ex-San Diego mayor, Bob Filner.
I just met her. Yeah.
Didn't he plead out to, kidnapping?
Three crimes.
Felony.
A felony and two misdemeanors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but one of them was like...
Yeah.
Felony battery?
No, but the other one was
unwanted physical contact. Yes, exactly. Blah blah blah. Oh,
false imprisonment.
You can't leave the room until you let me touch your.
Wait a minute. These bars are made of licorice. That's not real imprisonment.
He calls for 3 months of home confinement and 3 years of probation. He agreed not to seek public office and will undergo psychological counseling.
Yeah, because that worked last
That'll
time.
That'll take.
Well, he said that there was not a memo to explain to him the proper office behavior.
That
remember,
you shouldn't corner a woman and not let her leave.
You're not
unless
supposed
you can
to get a woman
in
her ear
when she's a grandmother. Do you need a memo?
You're
if you
not
need a memo,
to put
don't go outside.
Wait a
then house arrest House arrest should be a continuing act for
Where
you.
Where does it
you,
say I have to wear pants?
There is a version
You're
of homebound
You're not supposed
crazy.
To put a woman in a headlock and honk her boob at work?
Right.
What?
I don't... But
that wasn't in writing.
That was fine when I was four. When did the rules change?
The misdemeanors involved a woman who was kissed without permission at a Meet the Mayor event.
Yeah, well,
well
hey,
I always
you know, she wanted it. She went to meet the mayor.
Wasn't expecting to right. meet the mayor's meat, but that was
what? In his defense, there should be a sign over his door.
Yeah,
yeah. Do not approach the glass.
And a woman whose
Hannibal Lecter behind
and a woman whose buttocks were grabbed at a rally.
Oh,
To clear up, to clean up Mission Bay's Fiesta Island.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just so.
I was picking up cans. What can I say?
Wow.
I was picking
Speaking
up cans.
Speaking of cans.
Yeah, right. What's wrong? I thought we were here to pick up cans. What's wrong? Hey.
What? Sure, grab your cans. What?
Yeah, what do you want me to do? I'm giving them a lift. Walk over here, grab a can, pick it up. That's what they said.
What?
All right. Grab a lift of cans.
Tune in Friday for our sexy liberal announcement. HalSparks.com for everything HalSparksian.
At HalSparks on Twitter. Yep.
Love you, Hal. Yes. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.